Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Continuing to honor the valedictorians of class of 2020, it's Anna and Raven Walk 97.5. We've teamed up with Newsday to bring you their speeches. Adam Spicer is the valedictorian class of 2020, Hebrew Academy of Nassau County. Congratulations, Adam.
Thank you.
It's an amazing job becoming valedictorian. Tell us about your journey there. What do you remember mostly about high school and your high school experience?
There are so many amazing memories from high school. It's hard to choose just one favorite. My school, they make sure to strike the right balance between academics and fun. So they take us on some retreats throughout the year. Last year, my principal changed up our bells to music instead. They bring in some fun teachers. But one of my most amazing memories from high school is last year. In the middle of the year, I wasn't doing so well in calculus. So one day I started to do better, and my teacher pulled me out of a different class, and he told me how well I did on this last test. And he said, "I know this is the real Adam Spicer."
Aww.
And he was so proud of me.
Oh, I got chills down my arms.
Imagine if you were good at calculus, Anna.
Please. I can't. I was never even in a calculus class. They're like, forget it. But I think that you bring up a good point. I think that we have to give our teachers a lot of credit, because sometimes they don't even realize that the little things they say stay with you forever. Like,
yeah,
you're always going to remember
life.
That.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Your parents must be so proud of you, too.
Yeah.
Were you surprised when you found out? Were you like, oh, wait a minute, me? You sure?
Yeah, I really wasn't expecting it. There are a number of people in my grade who I think are smarter than me, actually, and who took more APs than me. So when my principals told me that I was elected valedictorian, they told me the reason they chose me was because of my character and how my character best reflected the school out of all the candidates.
Oh, man, what a great compliment.
Yes.
So what is next for you, Adam?
I'll be going to Israel for a year to study in yeshiva. That's a Jewish religious school.
Mm-hmm.
And my yeshiva in particular teaches a very difficult religious text. It's a very rigorous schedule from 7:45 in the morning to 10 at night.
Oh, my.
And yeah, so I'll be there for a year. And then after that, I'll be heading to the University of Maryland to study computer science, specifically game design.
Right.
Amazing.
Game design. Oh, that is so fun.
Yeah.
You are well balanced. It's a little bit of everything.
Well, with the hours that he's going to be keeping over in Israel first, I mean, staying up all night to play or research, whatever we want to call it, that'll be easy after that.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Good for you.
Teaming up with Newsday to honor all the class of 2020 valedictorians, it's Anna and Raven, Walk 97.5. A few moments ago, we spoke with Adam Spicer, the valedictorian at Hebrew Academy of Nassau. We are very excited to hear his speech.
Honored rabbis, distinguished faculty, family, friends, and fellow graduates, thank you for leading me to this moment, for gifting me with the most amazing opportunities and memories, and for helping me, and all of us really, get to where we are today. In this year of 2020, we are all trying to improve our own vision for the future. One way is to focus on our goals and try to improve ourselves as much as we can. To do so, we have to envision life as a ladder. Climbing a ladder is a process. It can either be really easy or really hard to convince yourself to start climbing. But once you start, the first few rungs are easy. As you go up a little, you start to realize how high the ladder goes, and you get scared of falling from such a great height. At that point, you have four choices. Climb down the ladder, stay where you are, climb a little more and then go down, or stay strong and keep climbing until you reach the top. But how do we actually push ourselves to keep climbing? We know it's what's best for us, but many times it can just be so hard. One trick is to only look down. Look down and see what you've accomplished. When you look at each thing you've already done and realize that it was a big step that you were able to take, it should be easy to take the next step. Another trick is to realize that there's something amazing lying at the top, just waiting for us. When it comes to life, we have to realize that every next rung that we climb has a reward. To solve this, always look at it as though you only have one more step until you reach the top. Once you've taken that step, celebrate, and when you know you're ready, look at the next rung of the ladder as though it's the only one left. Taking this slow approach should prevent oversatiation. It can still be very hard to keep going. At the top, it's lonely. Even as you go up, it's lonely. You look down, the whole ladder is lonely. If it's so lonely, why stay on? You need to realize that your friends are there with you. Look around. They're climbing ladders also. If they're higher up than you, use that as encouragement to catch up to them, even surpass them. If they're good friends, they'll help you along the way and will even celebrate with you if you pass them. On the other hand, if they're below you, you have a very important job. You have to help your friends climb higher. You have to keep encouraging them to improve. Through this process, all involved will become better people. So many of us have helped each other grow tremendously. Moving forward, we must keep this connection. We must stick together. We must always grow with our friends, and we must always help each other grow. With that, we will all be able to lead successful, meaningful lives. Thank you.
Great job, Adam.
Yay! Woo! We wish the best for him as he moves forward, and we would like to honor your valedictorian. If you know the valedictorian of a school, you're a school administrator, or a proud parent, get all the info at walkradio.com.